Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Jesus is the answer
for the world today. Kreste, inhlamulo ya hinkwaso. Corner of Wisdom with Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani. I now present to you the renowned Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani.
This is Elijah again, and inviting you to sit around your radios, smartphones, wherever you may be, place of amusement. Maybe you are alone or a group listening to Kreste Inhlamulo, Corner of Wisdom. Maybe you are sitting in your car listening to your radio like I often do. May God bless you as you listen to our message for today, titled, Although God is Love, God Can Be Terrible and Be Gentle to Humanity. You know, often you and I think God is love. He will never judge. No one will go to hell. I want to speak the truth today that will set you free from Isaiah chapter 41, verses 14 to 16. I have long time holden my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now I will cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. Friends, that is the word of God. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools, and I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. And that is the word of God, my friend. God is also a God of war. God is also a God of love and a God of judgment. When I got saved in 1960, I often heard preachers preach about hell and also preach about heaven. And I have often heard preachers preach to us and tell us that we must choose between hell and heaven. There is hell. There is heaven. God will send some people to hell who disobey, who refuse to accept God's gift to the world. And God's gift to the world is Jesus Christ, who came to save the world from sin. If you reject that Christ, you will land in hell. But if you receive Jesus in your heart, heaven is yours. Now let it be known, friends, that God can be a tough God and yet at the same time a loving God. When God loves you, it doesn't mean he won't judge you if you do not accept his love. You will face eternity in hell, in a lake of fire, if you reject God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, if you reject salvation and the sacrifice Jesus made for you and I on the cross. It is a fearful experience to fall into the hands of the living God. It is better to fall into the hands of men. Our God Almighty is a consuming fire. Although God is love, I know that these are great yet contradicting truths about our God. The great truth to be learned is that all the terribleness of God is in the good man's security. Let us know, friends, that God gives all of us opportunity to know his son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. But if we reject Christ and we choose to live in sin, we will die. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. May God open our eyes to see this truth of God being tough and love at the same time. May God help us to see that we must accept Jesus before we die in sin. Because when we die in sin, we will go to an everlasting lake of fire. But if we stop rejecting God, if we stop rejecting Christ, if we stop rejecting the work of the Holy Spirit, we shall be saved when we turn to Christ, who is the way to heaven, who is the way to salvation, who is the way to restoration. Jesus is still alive today than he was 2,000 years ago. He is the refuge, unlike the about six refugees that existed in the Old Testament. When people committed crime or killed human beings, if they were able to run fast to any of the refugees, they would be saved from punishment. But today we don't need those refugees in the Old Testament, because we have Christ Jesus, our refuge. I call upon all the people of South Africa, all the people of Africa, and all the people of the world to avoid judgment by running fast to Jesus Christ, our refuge. Jesus will save us from the wrath of God. Jesus will save us from God's judgment. Jesus will save us from eternal hell and eternal lake of fire. Come to Jesus. Jesus is your Savior. Jesus is your refuge. Come to Jesus for everlasting life and for everlasting peace. And I will pray for you wherever you are to avoid God's judgment. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Help that brother. Help that sister. Help that girl. Help that boy who has this desire and this passion inside to move away from your judgment. Have mercy on them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, my friend. Looking forward to seeing you next week in the air.
For more information about Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi's bestseller books, events, and other resources, please visit www.elijahmashanganyi.org or follow Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi on Facebook and Instagram.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.